Okay. We have about 20 minutes for the general discussion. This is the first of discussion out of three, which we'll have today. General one, which is to be extended the open discussion. Then tomorrow with the directorate of the institute, and we have also discussion among us during the drafting of recommendations. So what I would like to propose is to go topic by topic, which was discussed at today's meeting, and ask you for comments, as we have also some speakers present. So if there are any additional questions, of course, there's Directorate of GNR present, so we can also ask additional questions in this discussion. So let's go starting from the presentation on the which I had on the implementation of recommendation of the previous meeting, our meeting. Are there any remarks concerning these points which were mentioned during this presentation from the and the recommendations from the previous meeting? No? Yes? Go on.
I think I will discuss this point tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, yes?
Good. Then information on the resolution of this last session of the Scientific Council and GNR Committee of the Plenipotentiaries. If there are any things which were not clear, there's an opportunity to ask additional questions. No? Yes, please.
Just maybe one. Do you have an idea for the calendar about possible agreement with France to be partner of GINR?
You mean our memorandum of... Mm. Yes. We hope that next step will be done in October of this year.
Okay. Then the first topic for which we have to issue the recommendations. So it was a report on the concluding term on improvements of the GNR phasotron and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research. Topic is open for discussion. Yes, please, Claude. Mm?
Yes, I mean, I was not very satisfied this morning on the answers I got. I mean, the point is this, Dubna makes huge efforts in cyclotron design and really has a big program, but this special cyclotron, which is built together with China, is certainly one of the most important projects because the phasotron needs to be replaced in due time. And so to me, it seems absolutely important that the highest priority is set by the lab to the development of and the finalization and realization of the cyclotron. And obviously we heard that there are problems. For instance, they destroyed the extraction foil because the energy density was too big. So, I mean, these people are for the first time constructing cyclotrons, so obviously they need as much advice as possible. And so the question is, can the lab do more to help them to get enough expertise? And I had a question, would it be helpful to place permanently at least one specialist from Dubna down to China and not just having visits and back and forth? This could be much more efficient in supporting them. But I mean, it's a question because I do not know, of course, the exact circumstances. So this is certainly a question I would like to ask the directorate.
Yeah, maybe just a complementary one. It would be nice to understand what kind of collaboration agreement or just a contract which was signed with the Chinese lab, because it might change also. If this is a contract, it might be a different story than the collaboration. So, yeah. So please.
It's not a simple story, but in principle, we agreed with China people concerning manufactured two accelerator. It's only steel and magnet and so on. But the contribution to this project in China from our side, it's intellectual contribution. Calculation of this accelerator and other things, it's our real, without money. And we agreed with China that only, how to say, core of this accelerator come to Dubna, second example of this accelerator. And they will be the rest work will be done here in Dubna. But situation more complicated that we discuss today. First of all, during many years we discuss when we stop Fazatron. We don't stop Fazatron because during many years we help to medical people to irradiate of patients. But it's very expensive accelerator, not so efficient, not more than 100 people during per year, and absolutely no fundamental investigation on this accelerator during at least last 15 years. Last experiment was done concerning the mucatalis. After that, no fundamental investigation. And accelerator worked few hundred
thousand
hours,
thousand
of
hours
beam time, not yeah. more. It means that we must stop. What to do concerning the medical research in this laboratory? New research center inside of Fazatron facility to start a new compact accelerator, we discuss in framework of long-range plan what will be in future, not today. But today the situation very complicated. In principle, we must stop Fazatron. Such decision was made 20 years ago by plenipotentiary committee, and we come back to this problem. Director, come here. Completely true. Vadim, the question concerning this item.
There's a group, I mean, there is a people.
Yes.
Who pass, I mean, this...
You're right, but the group of accelerator people...
Every day.
Yeah, Yuri.
You stop, okay, we may stop.
No. You're right, what to do? But the problem in two parts. First one is the scientist, accelerator scientist. They continue to work, calculate new cyclotron and design new cyclotron. They contributed some to, for example, in our cooperation with IBA firms concerning the proton accelerators and so on. But in other things, it's the personnel of the accelerator. It's also a problem. But I believe that it's the duties of laboratory what to do.
But nevertheless, the main part, this accelerated, nevertheless, phasotron, I mean, must be stopped during very nearest future. Vadim, you can continue.
Yes. Yes, I think that this, how to say, this topic was asked for prolongation for the last time in his history, for the last 3 years. I think afterwards we will enter a completely new stage of development in this field. Unfortunately, this talk was not about our plans. The talk about the plans in this field was made at Condensed Matter Park. But if you want to know our vision and our proposal for future, you can see this talk by Nikolai Ruksakovich at Condensed Matter. It's right about new, I would say, platform for development of modern and high-level medical physical research in the field of proton therapy with new small accelerator for new completely infrastructure which will allow us to perform different researches in this field. For example, as Adam said, there is a problem how to perform irradiation patients which has, for example, some artificial pieces of in their body. For example, people need new software to do this. So a lot of problems could be meted in this direction. And I think this topic, which was asked for you for support for last 3 years, just the last umbrella under which we will perform research in this field and support at more or less working condition the phasotron. Of course, I agree that we should stop phasotron, but not by hand, because we still help people. Still this treatment and save lives and stop right now simply because we should stop, I think not the correct way.
This additional questions.
May I continue the discussion?
Oh, please.
But now this stop of the phasotron entirely depends on the realization of this superconducting compact cyclotron. So it's really extremely important that this goes well on the way. And just the question is the management good enough and the support good enough? For instance, this cyclotron which comes to Dubna already has been modified. It has been made larger because they realized it was a bit too compact, you know. And so really, it's a difficult task. And just the question is enough support done by Dubna locally and maybe here in Dubna and also maybe locally in China? That is my question to the directorate.
Ivan?
I think that we should come back to this question also tomorrow, because we received only a small part of information. Project which was presented to us today concerns only maintenance, small maintenance of phasotron for 3 years period. And I checked this project on pack of condensed matter. Rusakovich presented big project, development of proton therapy research center on the basis of SC-102 cyclotron. And budget of this project is many pages, 20 million, so please, Vadim, correct me if I'm wrong, 20 million US dollars in next 3 years to install completely new equipment.
I'm not sure about that. I understand the overhaul of the phasotron has been done in the last 3 years.
No, at least I read
that in the papers.
So we compare two different questions. So if you have a look on this project, you will see that everything is planned. Fasoton will be stopped in 3 years, and they should prepare 2 treatment rooms with a lot of medical equipment. So I can show you this project. So we discuss now only just tiny part, and I think it's mistake. Oh, not mistake. It's a pity that we did not receive full information about both projects. So I would like to discuss tomorrow this splitting of projects between PACs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good question for tomorrow.
No. I think it's.
If this new device will appear rather soon, and at the end of this, and the end of next year, we of course put it in the place in the first corpus near the phasotron, of course. But I think this is how to say it's not very good. It's not true. That's somehow to say. Intermediate or temporary decision which has no future. And all this has sense if we start to think about future. Future we consider as a new, completely new infrastructure which could rely on this new phasotron, or perhaps we can buy another one from ABA if it will be better. Because, in fact, infrastructure is about 90% of this full structure. And phasotron is only rather small, not decisive part of this structure. So most important for us to convince directorate that it is useful and good for GNR to have this this project and for future development. So scientific development in the field of medicine, proton therapy and applied research which connect to that thing. We think about not only proton therapy, we think about some plots done for investigation in this field. Perhaps proton therapy could be used with some other sources, gamma therapy, neutron therapy, Braca therapy, so on. It could be investigated here. In this place, we could teach people who will work outside, who will work at the standard units which people can buy from ABA in our medicine center and some other places. This is our dream. This is our idea. To transform what we have now, at least we still have people and who have experience and who want to work in this field. In some years, if you forget about it for 3, 5 years, will it, these people disappear, will nothing to do. But now we still have people who want and who can to do this.
Madam?
I want to come to this last issue mentioned here, namely IBA. We have in Krakow, we used to have in Krakow the cyclotron, which we started the eye therapy, but then we bought from IBA the proton machine, and this was because it was maybe easier to use. This was one thing. Maybe it was not cheaper. This is another thing. But it came also together with all medical certificates. So this is actually my question. If there is here a home done accelerator, how it is with all of these medical certificates? You can do it very easily, because in Poland it was really a big trouble to pass with this.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that if we have not IBA, for example, or some other firm, phasotron or device accelerator, we can work with him by our hand. Our people can change something to adjust this, that, and so on. And they could play with this. It is not possible to do with accelerator which have documentation and regulations from ABA. It's completely forbidden. But here, with this device, we can play around. We can investigate questions which could not be mentioned now, for example.
Yeah, but at the same time, it might be the problem with licensing for the treatment. It's, you can maybe easily change something, but then you will not get the license for treatment so easy. I mean, these are completely different words.
Yes, we don't want to have a license. We should not be a medical center. This is a very important point. We're just investigation. We will not treat people here as medical center. We will not this like we have now. Now we treat people and help them just under umbrella of investigation. They agree to be treated, and it helps them. But there's no, this is not medical. It's not our goal to be a medical center. As soon as we reach this level, we take this and push outside in some medical center. Let's say people do it. Our goal to prepare. To teach people, to find solutions for some special methods for treatment. Investigation, this is the main point. Investigation in the field of proton therapy.
Okay.
But I agree that placing this actor...
Research, yes, of course, research is true, more correct point.
I mean, I agree, placing the cyclotron in the hole of the positron can only be a preliminary solution. And basically, a medical complex must be designed. And I understand this is on the way, or is it not? This superconducting cyclotron, the place, as I understand, is in the hall where the positron stands, right?
Place of positron right nearby. There is some development, and where people found the place for this new device at the big hall, which nearby. And the beam will be sent to the cabinas which we have now. Yeah.
But as far as I know, it is also radioactive there.
Yes, nice.
The place there is probably radioactive, because. This hole has been under neutrons for 50 years, you know.
Okay, I think that this discussion we can continue to big extent tomorrow, and we have two other topics which I think we should very shortly today. Because we can profit of the presence of different person in the room also. So the first one is the status of the factory of super heavy elements and the quality control system for the construction of the DC 280 cyclotron and Aquilina 2 and MAVR. Yes, we will see how far we can go without dinner. Let's start from the status of the factory of super heavy elements. Are there any additional questions? And yes, Sigurd.
Yeah, Dubna will certainly be the first place where really targets for high intensive beams will be needed. And there, from time to time, there are conferences from the target people or workshops. So my suggestion would be, if it would be possible to have a dedicated workshop here in Dubna for the use of targets for high intensive beams. I think this could be very useful to be organized here.
Maybe Sergei told about it. It's a new construction, new target for intensive beam, which developed now at Flora Laboratory. Sergei, please tell about
it. Yeah, to organize the special workshop in Dubna devoted to the high current target, because the same conference is the common conference. Yes, the target. In Japan, in this year it will be in the Michigan in the United States, but this conference devoted all target. So the tin foil, target for radioisotope production, and so on. But the heavy ions target is specific. It's not the proton target. And it's a good idea, I support, to organize this workshop.
Yeah. I had report from this conference in US, which you just mentioned. Indeed, I think this was essentially one or two talks only on fin targets. All of them were on high power targets. So it's a different conference now. I think I fully support the idea, of course, of the dedicated workshop. I think it will be nice to have a dedicated workshop on fin targets, essentially, of course, for the super heavy element studies. Any other remarks on this topic? I think we'll definitely discuss this also tomorrow. We expressed several remarks already between us on the preparatory documents, not only for this topic but for other topics, but I think we'll come back to this point definitely tomorrow. Akulina 2, commissioning and first results. Additional questions? Remarks? Still some work to be done, that we have seen, but we have encouraging results. I feel that you are hungry. Status of the MAV high resolution magnetic analyzer. Do you have any additional remarks or questions? Sergei is here also, so if not, additional questions are possible during the dinner. Yes. And then I think that now we have no choice and go to the dinner directly. So let's thank all of speakers for the presentations, and we'll reconvene tomorrow at 9:30. 9:30, not 10. Thank you for the speakers.